It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 4 inbounders, we have 7 outbounders, and we have 7 ships anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we've got a small craft advisory in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. We're starting to see that increased winds, we're seesawing our way into the fall weather pattern, and you start seeing it around this time of year in those small craft advisories that are starting to crop up in the weather forecast. Today, we can expect north winds, 10 to 15 knots, rising to 15 to 20, gusting to 25 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north, 2 feet high at 5 seconds apart, west swells, 3 feet at 8 seconds. And today, we're going to be talking about drought on the Rhine River in Europe, and how it is really impacting trade. It could be an unsettling bellwether of things to come. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first inbounder is the Global Eternity. She's a dry bulk carrier arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. We're probably the only place in the world that has ships traveling from one city to another with the same name, from one country to another, from Canada to the U.S. So she's going to the port of Vancouver, Washington. And I believe her cargo will be bentonite clay, which I like to say is kitty litter, but it is also used for a lot of other things. It's a clarifying agent that can pull sediment out of liquid. So it has a lot of industrial uses, and it has been used as kitty litter as well because it's so very absorbent. She'll pass Astoria about 10:30 a.m. and will be in Vancouver by about 4:30 p.m. The bulk Nusantara is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat upriver eventually, and she'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 4:30 p.m. The Sunbelt Spirit is arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed to the Port of Portland. She's a car carrier with brand new Toyotas on board. She'll pass Astoria inbound about 5:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 11:30 p.m. And the ETG Aquarius is arriving from China, headed to the Rice Island anchorage. She's going to be waiting there for a bit and then heading upriver eventually to pick up wheat, but she'll be in the Rice Island anchorage, which is just a little bit upriver from Astoria opposite Tongue Point on the Columbia. She'll be there at about 6 p.m. In our outbounders, we have the Pacific Collector leaving Portland. She's that one of those Department of Defense missile tracking ships. And so very unusual looking. Her hull is dark blue. And they have those big golf ball, look like giant golf balls on deck that are radar arrays. And so very distinctive looking vessels. She's leaving Portland at about 9 a.m. from the shipyard there at Swan Island. We'll probably pass Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. And the Mamma Mia is leaving Longview with wheat on board, leaving around 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. And the CF Diamond is heading out of Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. And a bulk carrier called the Velvet is leaving Kalama with wheat on board at about 12:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. And the Maine Soleil is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. Look for the Star Crimson. She's heading out of Portland with petcoke on board at about 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday. And the Broadway is leaving Vancouver. She's a petroleum tanker, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And if you'd like to see the rest of the Columbia River ship schedule for the day, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with the podcast of this program and many others. Well, today I wanted to share with you yet another story about how everything is connected. I've been reading about severe drought happening in some parts of the world and the effect it's having on trade. It's clear that drought is interfering with shipping in some places, particularly in Europe right now. Right now, a big problem in Europe is the Rhine River. The Rhine spans almost 800 miles. It's one of Europe's most important trade routes, and it's experiencing really low water levels because of record drought conditions. Flowing through 6 countries, the Rhine has served as a link between southern and northern Europe since Roman times. The river originates in the Swiss Alps, and the Rhine travels north into Switzerland, where it becomes a major waterway for goods and raw materials. It then becomes a border between Germany and France. At the Netherlands border, the Rhine splits into tributaries that cross an extensive delta and empty into the North Sea. So it's a huge avenue for commerce. Right now, drought is having significant effects there on trade and also on the cruise industry, both of which have already been hit hard during the pandemic. Water levels in the river there are so low that some ships just can't travel there anymore because the water is too shallow. River cruises there may need to stop entirely. That alone is a huge economic driver for tourism in the region. And experts fear it's just a worrying sign of more to come. Why does this matter? Well, if you weren't already worried about worldwide drought for many reasons other than trade, consider that waterborne trade is extremely important all over the world, and it is also the least expensive way to get things from one place to another. So world economies rely on it. And while oceans are certainly not at risk of drying up, at least not currently, inland rivers are, and they are an important part of the chain of commerce. So when rivers are no longer viable for ships at their normal levels, shippers have a few options, all of which increase costs and eventually contribute to inflation. If water levels get too low, ships can load less cargo at one time, which makes it more expensive then to ship things, since to get the same amount of cargo from one place to another, it simply takes more vessels, more fuel, more personnel, and more cost. Shallower draft cargo carriers like barges or ships with less draft are also an option. On the Rhine River, loads are being transferred to larger numbers of smaller canal barges that are able to operate in the shallow water. But as I said, that's increasing costs for cargo owners. And some places on the river have become too shallow even for barges. Because the Rhine covers so much distance and has been available to ships literally for centuries, not having it as a normal trade route could severely affect trade in Europe. The Rhine isn't the only European river experiencing drought. Other famous rivers like the Loire in France and the Po in Italy are also experiencing record low water levels. One critical note is that the Rhine is expected to soon be impassable for some larger ships carrying supplies of oil, coal, and gas. German power plants are particularly dependent on these fuel deliveries as Russia restricts gas flow and the drought could compound the country's energy crisis. We occasionally see drought impacting trade on the Columbia River, in past years when there have been drought conditions here. As water levels drop, ships can't load to their maximum depth, and that means smaller loads per ship. Ships simply have to adjust. They have no choice but to adjust to the water depth. We've seen the impact of drought on the Mississippi River in the U.S. in recent years, where even barge traffic was having to deal with much shallower water than usual. So far here in the U.S., seasonal rains seem to have corrected drought on the Mississippi, but it's really disturbing to see this happening in Europe because everything is connected. And in case I haven't said it enough, we're all on the same planet. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.